again, please, I'd like to beg you all, look this up yourself, PMO and Demon, and what you will find is John Hopkins and Smithsonian and Nature and CNN and NBC have all now prepared. It's the exact same picture. This is everywhere, the exact same picture, and they are gearing up for this because as the veil gets lifted and we see these creatures for what they are going to start locking people up. They've emptied out the psychiatric hospitals, as you well know. They've emptied out the murderers too. Let them out on the street. They're making room for us, for those of us that can see.
Hey friends, Sean from SGT Report here. That was attorney Todd Callender. He and Dr. Lee Vliet are back to talk about some pretty major stuff, including the sellout of the American people by a criminal government, PMO demons, and much more. Buckle up, guys. Thank you so much for tuning in. In one word, my audio's not great on my end because I was traveling and didn't have my mic. So forgive me for sketchy audio on my end. Before we start, just a quick word about our sponsor. We've told you the truth about the destruction and the demise of the US dollar and its purchasing power on this channel for more than a decade. So how do you feel about leaving your money in the bank? Not great, right? It's losing value every single day because it's being debased. So if it's stressing you out, why not invest smarter with Noble Gold Investments? Precious metals are simple and real, tangible wealth. And by the way, gold just broke a new all-time high in USD. There isn't a company on the stock market that was around 2,000 years ago, but guess what? Gold was. It's a reliable, dependable, and authentic way to protect your wealth. That's why you can't go wrong with precious metals. They always have your back. Noble Gold Investments is the same. Their American-based experts will show you how to set and forget your IRA or 401k. Now, there's no guarantee of any kind with any investment, so do your own due diligence, but you'll get a dedicated professional assigned to you from Noble Gold. So no hassle, no call centers. This month, Noble Gold Investments is giving a free quarter ounce gold standard coin with every qualifying IRA investment. Visit NobleGoldInvestments.com to claim your gold coin. That's NobleGoldInvestments.com. Hey friends, welcome back. Thank you so very much for tuning in. It's Sean from SGT Report here, coming at you from a hotel room in lovely Asheville, North Carolina, home to the Biltmore Mansion, where they have the world's absolutely most creepy swimming pool you've ever seen. It's indoors, it's below ground. They say they never used it because it never held water. I suspect they used it. Oh, indeed, they used it. Maybe not for swimming, though. Guys, I'm so glad to have back on the line attorney Todd Callender and the esteemed Dr. Lee Vliet. But Todd, you're esteemed too. How are you, sir?
Esteemed or esteemed, I'm doing fine either way. I'm happy to be here. Thanks for having me.
Esteemed. And Doc, how you doing today?
I'm doing well. I always enjoy the two of you.
Well, thanks. It just feels like we're drowning a bit, right? And we need someone to throw us a lifeline. And we're on the USS Titanic. And to that end, I want to play a clip from Mike Adams regarding the demise of the dollar. But here's that creepy swimming pool I was telling you about, guys. That Biltmore Mansion tour is well worth the price of admission. One wonders what went on in that house of horrors from 1895 until it became a public tourist destination. They'll let you see about a third of the building, which takes about 4 hours to go through. The other two-thirds of the building, off limits. Yes, Anderson Cooper, heir to the Vanderbilt fortune. Here's what I wanted to play, though, friends. The dollar is on a collision course with total destruction. They've sold us out, friends, and they're not going to stop selling us out. Here's Mike Adams.
So Congress is voting your future away, voting to print more money and send $60 billion to Ukraine and, what, $26 billion or something close to that to Israel. Billions here, billions there, nothing for America, nothing for a border wall, nothing that represents the interests of the American people, nothing. The United States Congress has completely abandoned its supposed role, which is to represent the interests of the American people, and instead they're nothing but whores for foreign wars. That's what they've become. And in order to fund those foreign wars, they have to print more currency. So they're going to print it into oblivion. They're going to print so much currency that the dollar collapses and the American people are left with nothing. And the people who are idiotic enough to watch and believe the mainstream media, who think everything's great, the economy's great, the dollar's great, the war's going great, they're going to end up with nothing.
Whores for foreign wars. I don't think he's overstating that at all. We've been sold out from the top down, Todd.
Yes, we have. And it's all a show. This is the part that at some point, I'm sure you'll get to it. You know, when we did our writ quo warranto and told the U.S. attorney that there isn't anybody serving with a valid oath of office. Well, now people, we did that. I mean, it's almost a year ago now, I think. Anyway, the point of which is that nobody cared. No, the U.S. attorney didn't care. Nobody else cared. They're just up there helping themselves, because without an oath, you're not serving the people. You're not serving the country. You're serving yourself. And this is what Mike just said. It's exactly what they're doing. And they're getting away with it because nobody wants to do anything about it.
Lee, are you fed up yet? I mean, we're all getting fed up, at least those of us who are paying attention. It seems pretty impossible to take this government back at this point. It's going to have to be on a states-by-states level, isn't it?
Well, I think you're absolutely right. And the idea of printing money to inflate away the debt and destroy the dollar and destroy the savings of the American people is exactly the Cloward-Piven strategy to collapse the country into utter chaos to take over the Marxist-Communist agenda. It's been a long-standing plan, and we're seeing it escalate. It started escalating dramatically under the Obama administration, and Obama told America very clearly, 5 days before the election, we are 5 days away from fundamentally transforming the United States of America. And he meant that in exactly this way. And he and the shadow government behind the puppet Biden are the same people in the Obama administration who were running the destruction under those 8 years that have escalated it blatantly now, because no one is holding them accountable.
That's right. Nobody's holding them accountable, and they know it, and they don't care. Sean, I sent you, as it relates to Mr. Mayorkas, this guy who welded open the border gates, I sent you a copy of what we got back when Lisa McGee FOIA'd. She did a Freedom of Information Act request. I wonder if you could show people, because I think it's really quite telling how they show us to our face exactly how stupid they think we are. This is the response that Lisa got back when she said, hey, I'd like to see Alejandro Mayorkas' oath of office. The one that he didn't do, and instead of including the oath, it has to be written and it has to be sworn. They simply say a copy of 5 U.S.C. 3331, which describes the oath of office, is enclosed in its entirety. But it's all a paragraph long, and they send us a copy of the law that he's supposed to be complying with and isn't complying with. This is the joke. And right now I laugh. It's a very sad laugh. It's like gallows humor laugh. That he's being impeached in front of Congress right now, Mr. Mayorkas, and they said, you're violating your oath of office. And I just want to pull my hair out, what little of it I have, because he doesn't have an oath. What oath is he violating? He doesn't have one.
Well,
he's an impeaching guy that isn't officially serving.
Well, and check this out. Maybe I'm wrong, but I could swear that he's not being impeached. The Senate let him off.
Yes, of course they let him off. Look, this is the other thing we came to find, and I'll shut up in a minute. When we went through this exercise, Project Proper Oath, Lisa McGee, she FOIA'd everything everywhere, including Ken Starr's oath of office, Jack Smith's oath of office. Guess what? They're all like fraudulent or missing. Why? Because, you know, Bill Clinton was never going to be held accountable, because what we see on Capitol Hill is a show. It's a facade. The whole thing is a great giant production so that you'll pay taxes so they can keep doing what it is they're doing. It's all a show. That's all it is. And we keep falling for it. It's like a rope-a-dope thing.
Yeah, I agree. And let me just play another clip from the movie Civil War. And, you know, we really have to sound the alarm and warn the American people that where they want to take us, basically with the predictive programming of this new well-done film, Civil War, which is extremely violent, though, but the government has all the power in this thing, and the people are just struggling to survive. And I think this is what they want for we, the American people. God help us if they convince us to go there, because this clip is all about $300 sandwiches.
Help you folks? Just looking for gas. Got a fuel permit? No, we're actually just passenger. Can't help, sir.
Sir, we pay.
I was never going to give it free.
Over the odds.
What's over the odds?
300. For half a tank and two cans?
300 buys you a sandwich. We add ham or cheese?
300 Canadian.
Now that's interesting. 300 USD buys you a sandwich, ham or cheese. I actually think those days are coming. But then she says $300 Canadian, as though the Canadian loonie will somehow hold its value when the dollar tanks. I'll tell you, a Mexican peso might, because they're not printing into oblivion like our nation. But I'm telling you, Civil War. Go ahead, Todd.
I was going to say, it's also a function of what country is willing to exploit its resources. You look at Russia, they've tied the ruble to gold, and they are selling their natural resources. And Russia's got a very strong economy. They are way in excess of their debt in terms of their gross domestic product. And Canada is such a strange thing. It's got an effective tax rate of 97% for the highest bracket. That's 3% higher than the Soviet Union had. And I know because I undid the Soviet model economy in Poland. So if you could imagine, the Soviets were communists, 94%, Canada's 97%, but they're willing to exploit certain resources so long as it goes with diversity, equity, inclusion, and sustainable development goals.
Which means selling out the Canadian people.
Yes, that's right.
Yep, we're all being sold out. And meanwhile, you have this CIA clown at the Johns Hopkins Foreign Affairs Symposium. God, what is up with Johns Hopkins? I mean, you want to talk about a wholly bought and paid for outfit. You remember their role in Event 201 where they war-gamed the plandemic before the
Rockefeller. But hang on, doctor, you know a lot about this, but that was that the original Rockefeller Hospital, teaching hospital?
Johns Hopkins?
Yeah. Not to my knowledge. Johns Hopkins was a philanthropist who started the Johns Hopkins Hospital in 1889. Mm-hmm. And it was designed to be a teaching hospital of the highest caliber, serving the public interest. And in bringing in Sir William Osler as the head of medicine, who taught medicine based upon listening to the patient and examining the patient, the whole model was superior to anything that had been created up until that time. But sometime, and I trained at Hopkins in 1980 to 83, and it was a different institution then from what it has become, serving the government and taking these big payouts. You know where I think one of the big changes occurred in the direction for Johns Hopkins as an institution was when Bloomberg gave all the money to the School of Public Health. Hopkins School of Public Health had been a world leader with good quality research and really had an excellent reputation up until at least through the time I was there in the 1980s, but that was 40 years ago. And I've really seen massive changes in Johns Hopkins as an institution since then. And certainly through the COVID.
Oh, that's what I was going to say. They are the ones that enforced the Turning Point Model Health Act. You said public health, and that's where they used the public health laws to institute medical martial law.
When did that happen?
Well, that's when Turning Point came out in 2003 or so.
See, it's the last 25 years that I think we've seen a major change in the direction of Johns Hopkins as an institution, and the fact that it has now been used to serve a government political agenda rather than the original mission that the philanthropist Johns Hopkins set up.
Wow. There's your answer. Sean, sorry, it was a lengthy one.
No, it's important. It's important because, you know, the doc said it was set up by a philanthropist in 1890. By the way, that Biltmore Mansion was built between 1895 to 1900. It took 5 years. 1,000 men toiling 15-hour days, 6 days a week. Vanderbilt built a railroad right up to the property in the Blue Mountains there in Asheville. And he built the biggest single-family residence in the United States still to this day. And again, Anderson Cooper, an heir to the Vanderbilt fortune, gaslighting the American people 24/7, getting paid $12 million a year to do so. When I think of philanthropy these days, I think of philanthropists like Bill Gates, Doc. He's an anti-human globalist sack of filth, which leads me to this next clip. Oh, go ahead. Please comment.
I don't call Bill Gates a philanthropist at all. I call him an investor and a businessman who is exploiting tax deductible gifts to bring in business revenue to his foundation.
Yeah.
And that's very different from the history of the individual Johns Hopkins, who truly was a successful businessman who gave his money for charitable purposes,
right,
but wasn't expecting investment return.
Right. The parallel I'm trying to draw, though, with Gates is the gaslighting of the American people by the Mockingbird mainstream media that Bill Gates is a philanthropist and he will give all his money guys to charity. It's all BS. It's all going into his anti-human globalist foundation to extinguish humanity. And by the way, he's the man who has so much power behind Gavi and the World Health Organization. Yeah. So he is a real demon creature in my view, which leads me to another demon creature. I haven't played the clip yet, so let's play it. It's Michael Hayden at the John Hopkins Foreign Affairs Symposium. And guys, I just want you to remember what the criminal Congress and the senatorial goblins just did to us. They reauthorized NSA spying domestically on the American people. Listen to this.
First of all, David's description of what you can do with metadata, quoting a mutual friend, Stuart Baker, is absolutely correct. Okay. We kill people based on metadata.
Oh, yeah, great.
That's not what we do with this metadata.
All right. That is just the teaser clip. Go into the entire symposium. I'll stop the screen share. Could you guys hear that okay?
Yeah.
Yes. What was he referring to when he said we kill people with metadata?
Well, I think he's probably talking about drone strikes overseas.
Yeah.
You know, they'd love to bring that domestic, I think.
Absolutely. So there was a gentleman, I think he's from New Mexico, and his son that were taken out based on the metadata of a picture that they had taken with their cell phone. And it was somewhere in the Middle East, if memory serves, or North Africa. And that's the point. Your phone is producing metadata all day, every day, everywhere you go. There's a snapshot of you. Your phone's taking a picture of you and its surroundings every 30 seconds or so. You don't know anything about it, but that's what it's doing. It's recording everything. And that metadata is being transferred to who? Mr. Hayden et al., NSA, CIA, whatever, the intelligence community, and not just ours. They all work together now. I don't know that there's any lines. You got this guy in the White House who's paid by the PRC. You know what? And by the way, let us not forget that January 10 of last year, Mr. Biden made it an executive order that there's now a North American area. He effectively dissolved our nation, followed by Mr. Mayorkas, who welded open the borders immediately thereafter. So who's in charge? I'm confused. They were looking for confusion, Dr. Ordo Ab Cal being their motto.
I got one for you guys. So listen to this. I just did a interview with Dr. Jerome Corsi about his new book regarding the absolute smoking gun, 100% irrefutable proof that the CIA was involved in the murder, the assassination of our president, John F. Kennedy. I want people to just really understand. Let's do a thought experiment here about civil war, about our fallen republic, about no accountability in our federal government whatsoever, about the looting, the trillions missing from the Pentagon. What is to stop these people, case in point, that movie, Civil War, what is to stop these people from sparking something that they say is something that it's not, therefore causing them or giving themselves authority to use drones domestically, drone strikes on the bad guys? Let's say that there is a cell that's activated. The borders have been wide open. Millions of, military-aged men now occupy our country. These people are now giving themselves the ability, the narrative, to roll out drone strikes domestically. And then what's to stop them from actually taking out their real enemy, Todd, which is American patriots?
Yeah. Well, humanity, by the way, is their enemy. The reason they're wanting to focus on patriots is because we're standing in the way.
That's exactly right.
Because we're seeing exactly what I just described happen in Palestine.
That's right. It's an erasure, and this goes back to how Dr. Vliet and I met trying to rescue people out of hospitals. The hospitals would get them in. They, you know, fraudulently give them these PCR tests that would show people as being sick when they weren't. And then they this protocol would unfold, including freaking midazolam, a lung tranquilizer, amongst other things. The hospital's Dr. Vliet had come to find, I'm glad you're here to say this yourself, doctor, $500,000 bounty on people's heads. And we wonder why it is that the Palestinians are being wiped off the face of this earth. Humanity is targeted for deletion, for extinction, period.
That literally was a COVID death protocol, Sean, with giving narcotics and benzodiazepines to people with respiratory compromise. All of those drugs that they were using further depressed respiration. That has never been the standard of care for respiratory illness. And they were not only that, but using the high flow oxygen, creating oxygen toxicity, 100% oxygen at high pressures, which further damaged the lungs, restricting fluid to damage the kidneys. I mean, it was truly an absolutely evil agenda carried out by doctors and nurses who knew better at the direction of the hospital administrators so that they could keep their jobs and get a paycheck.
And bonuses. They got good bonuses.
The hospital got bonus of 20% on the whole hospital bill for every patient that they used remdesivir and denied ivermectin or hydroxychloroquine.
Yeah, let that sink in.
One of the most evil agendas I've seen in my entire life.
Yep. And that's how they killed Scott Shara's daughter, Grace Shara, who had Down syndrome in that apple.
Well, yes, and several hundred thousand other Americans. It's not just one disabled person. It was hundreds of thousands of American healthy people, disabled, older people, working age people, who went into the hospital, denied early outpatient treatment for COVID, and killed by these protocols that they knew were lethal. They knew very quickly that they were killing more people than ever in our hospitals.
Absolutely. And we had one client up in Shasta County, California. We came to find it was something ridiculous. Like 92% of the people that went in the front door did not come out the front door. They went out the back, you know, as ashes. It was absolutely insane. But what I wanted
The South Carolina hospital was at 78%. Spartanburg Regional Medical Center in South Carolina, the Medicare data shows that 78% of the patients admitted for COVID died.
Well, there you go. The protocols worked. Murder is the issue. You had mentioned Dr. Jerome Corsi. He and I are actually writing a book on how the laws were changed to make this happen, but that's not my point. My point is that he's right. Our government, our intelligence community took out a sitting president. Why? Because he was having the Treasury issue money instead of a private central bank, amongst other things. And he said that he recognized the intelligence apparatus and the military industrial complex was out of control. And he was going to scatter them 1,000 pieces to the wind. And they took that as a threat. So they just took them out. So when your administrative agencies in your government become so powerful that they can remove a sitting president, your country is gone, right? That was Five Eyes stuff. And this is the point. That was 1963, November 22, when they did that. Our country was over from that point in time. And by the way, the Communist Manifesto read into the Congressional Record the same year, said item 13, eliminate oaths of office. And this is what we're coming to find, that our government forever changed on that day. The presidency was a selection from thereafter, right? He is the last legitimate president that I can tell we had, perhaps until Mr. Trump. I would like to think that is so, that he was the outlier. But we have questions, obviously.
Well, let me ask you this. And I want to play a clip here where Mayorkas gets grilled and just remind people of how criminal this entire narrative is, how criminal our government is at this point, that he's no longer being impeached. But do you guys realize that the Kennedy family has, instead of endorsing their own loved one, their own bloodline, Robert F. Kennedy Jr., they've endorsed Joe Biden, the dog king.
Lord.
They've endorsed this treacherous criminal, this puppet, this dog king, to be president again. Can you believe that?
What does that mean, the Kennedy family? Is that, I mean, who is that? Are those like the cousins of Robert Kennedy running for office? Who is it?
My name is Joe Kennedy.
I'm Carrie Kennedy.
Rory Kennedy.
Kathleen Kennedy Townsend.
Chris Kennedy.
And I'm here to proudly endorse Joe Biden.
Joe Biden.
Our future is on the ballot in a way in which we haven't seen in generations.
The only way to win this election is for everybody to go out and vote for Joe Biden and Kamala Harris.
When I think of modern politicians in our country in this century, I think Joe Biden is the RFK of his generation.
Gotcha. Yeah, it's the whole clan. I guess they've decided to stand with Joe Biden instead of Robert F. Kennedy Jr. and their own family member. And it's absolutely disgusting.
They don't want that tap turned off, right? They're all taking advantage of it. They're all helping themselves. So they don't want anything to get in the way of that, right? They got to keep the tap flowing.
Yeah, I think Robert F. Kennedy and John F. Kennedy, God rest their souls, must be spinning in their graves, because today's Democrat Party is absolutely nothing. It's 180 degrees away from John F. Kennedy's version of being a Democrat. These people have sold us out. And so have the rhinos, by the way, which leads me to this. So today we can watch as Rand Paul and Josh Hawley torch Mayorkas to his face about Locke and Riley's killer. But one wonders, is this just more Nero fiddling as Rome burns again? Who cares about these things if they're not going to impeach the man? And I'm not saying Rand Paul didn't want to impeach him. You guys will remember Senator Cruz taking Mayorkas on for his blatant crimes. This government is now actively trafficking children.
That's right.
And the criminal critters in this disgusting government have decided not to impeach this man. Listen to this.
What's the interest fans?
I don't know what they are.
You don't know what they are. Mr. Secretary, you have just testified to the American people you're incompetent at your job, because I've been to the southern border. And if you go to the southern border, along the southern border, you see thousands of these wristbands, because the illegal immigrants wear them. The drug cartels, every color corresponds to how many thousands of dollars they owe the cartels. You've turned these cartels into multi-billion dollar criminal organizations. And these are modern day leg irons, because these are children being sold into sex slavery. And you don't even know what they are. That is astonishing. Mr. Secretary, how many children have been sold into sex slavery under your administration?
Senator, we are taking it to the cartel.
How many children have been sold into sex slavery? Do you know how many children have been sold into sex slavery?
To an unprecedented degree.
Mr. Secretary, I want to say to you right now, your behavior is disgraceful, and the deaths, the children assaulted, the children raped, they are at your feet, and if you had integrity, you would resign. And I will tell you, the men and women of the Border Patrol, they've never had a political leader undermine them. They despise you, Mr. Secretary, because you're willing to let children be raped.
All right. I wanted to play that clip just to remind people of the crimes of this administration, and remind people that if they can get away with what you just heard being described by Senator Cruz, they can get away with anything. And once they get away with the worst imaginable crimes, like trafficking children into human slavery, sex slavery, then what? I'm literally asking you guys, what is to stop them from releasing the drones on the American people at some point in the future? Because they're evidently capable of anything.
Nothing. So, they've given themselves the permission to do that. Sorry.
They've been effectively poisoning the American people from the skies, not with drones, but with cargo planes and commercial airliners spraying toxic chemicals in our skies since at least the 1990s, if not before that, but on an escalating basis. There are targeted flash freezes. There are targeted releases of aluminum nanoparticles that Geoengineering Watch and their research team, with NASA and NOAA data, have documented 40 to 60 million tons per year of toxic aluminum nanoparticles in these solutions that they are spraying in the sky to block the sun, affect life, and meanwhile affect people on the ground and life on the ground with the toxicity of aluminum, free aluminum that is in these nanoparticles that's damaging the lungs and causing so much of the respiratory problems. And they have the capability that Dr. Garth Nicholson brought out 16, 18 years ago about weaponizing microplasma so that they can include that as well. Weaponized mycoplasma was developed as a bioweapon by the U.S. government, provided to the Iraqis to fight against Iran, and the Iraqis used it on American troops. And that is the basis that Dr. Nicholson and other researchers identified as the basis of Gulf War syndrome.
Wow.
And have documented has been a contaminant of every vaccine since that time. Every vaccine.
Oh, dear Lord.
These mycoplasma organisms, we've just done two programs with Dr. Nicholson's research on all of this, bringing it both the history and the current information about the role of weaponized mycoplasma in chronic occult infections that are at the root of anywhere from 50 to 90% of the chronic diseases that we see in the American public now. It is devastating.
Dear Lord. You have hope though, right? I get you.
Well, there is a hopeful message.
The attack can't be understated, but you, doctor, this is the best part about you. And I was saying it just the other day, you come with answers that people must have. Truthforhealth.org, shameless plug, because you can get fixed. What is the deal?
Well, the thing that is so fascinating about all of this is that the older antibiotic, doxycycline, and others in that family, but in particular, doxycycline, is effective against anthrax, plague, all the things we're hearing about, H5N1, avian flu, of course, Lyme disease, fabulous. Mycoplasma, Plasmodium. It's a prophylaxis for malaria. The Plasmodium organism that causes malaria can be, doxycycline can be used to prevent and treat that. But it's also, when you start looking at all of the organisms that this antibiotic treats, this is an antibiotic that everyone should have in their home medicine kit and stock up on it. But all of the weird organisms that we're being bombarded with right now can be treated with doxycycline, hydroxychloroquine, ivermectin, fenbendazole, mebendazole, and albendazole. And these are medicines that they are trying to prevent us having access to. Do you know the price of doxycycline, which was roughly $8 to $10 a month generic in 2016, skyrocketed to over $300 to $400 a month in COVID. They were shorting the supply and decreasing the supply and making it difficult to get because it treated COVID.
My Lord. Yep. In fact, that was really kind of you. You actually recommended that for my family and we used it and it worked. Thank you.
And if someone is allergic to, for example, azithromycin, which was used, or in the case of mycoplasma, azithromycin has a fairly high resistance profile for mycoplasma, so it doesn't work as well against mycoplasma, but doxycycline doesn't. And so you've got a backup approach. And N-acetylcysteine, the supplement, which we have in our store and people can buy from other sources, but N-acetylcysteine also, or NAC, also has antiviral and anti-inflammatory properties that work against the bird flu or avian flu, H5N1. And there's good data on that.
Yeah.
So what's interesting is the azithromycin, clarithromycin, that group of medicines, the tetracycline group with doxycycline, and hydroxychloroquine and ivermectin all have anti-inflammatory properties. They have anti-cancer properties, and they have antibacterial properties and antiviral properties. So you're looking at older medicines that can be useful for all of us. And I encourage people, get a telemedicine consult, get a supply of these medicines to have on hand, because they are effective treatments for the very diseases that all the fear-mongering is in the media is happening with right now.
Yeah, the avian flu fear-mongering. We must kill all the chickens. We must
kill
the cattle.
I mean, it's just endless. The attack is endless.
Kill the food supply.
That's right. That's
what they're doing. They're using the false PCR test to kill the food supply and claim that now it's spreading from chickens to cattle, so they can kill off the egg-laying hens, the food supply of chickens, and quarantine the beef cattle and require ranchers to cull their herds and kill their cattle.
Right.
It is absolutely an assault on our food supply, an assault on humanity.
And by the way, the laws that they're creating are called One Health. And not only do they cross disciplines like veterinarian to medical doctors, the diseases that our government has created are zoonotic. And let us, you know, be very clear about this. All of these diseases being rolled out were man-made. We have them all, and they were designed to be zoonotic so that they would go between humans and animals and different species. And what they've done now is say that, okay, the One Health approach knows no borders. It knows no boundaries of species or otherwise. The whole world is in now this public health arena, and the One Health Authority is in charge. Where does that lead to? The WHO is in charge of everything. And as soon as they say there's a public health emergency, plenary power rests there. To your point, Sean, what's to stop them from joining us? Absolutely nothing. They have given themselves the power to eradicate humanity. It was a war on drugs, then it was a war on terror, now it's a war on viruses, and we are the virus.
Yeah, and a war on food. Now, remember, guys, Skull and Bonesman John Kerry and his creepy World Economic Forum daughter say that farming is the number one enemy to the planet.
Sure.
Okay, because climate change, evidently the way we make our food is destroying the planet, so we better stop food production. I mean, come on. This all reminds me of that TED Talk by Bill Gates, where he's like, we need to innovate to zero by 2050. One of these numbers needs to come to zero, and it was carbon emissions or human population.
But did you see the lady in charge of NPR? Sorry, Sean.
Yes, the woke CEO. Yes, she's also the Economic Forum.
She says, don't let truth get in the way. That effectively, that NPR is publicly paid, right? That's National Public Radio. And the new CEO says, well, we can't let truth get in the way of messaging. This is their point. And by the way, the retiring of the Smith-Mundt Act, the Smith-Mundt Modernization Act, that effectively let the government off the hook, they can use propaganda and lie all they want to, was never executed. It was never made into law. But it doesn't matter because they just do it anyway.
I'm cautious about bringing this last topic up again, but we talked about it, I think, last time you were on, Todd. We talked about Zionism. Do you mind if I just ask you one question about, here's the point. I feel very strongly about protecting children. It is the one thing that separates us from demon creatures and monsters. You have to stand up for the children. Mayorkas won't do that. The demon rats won't do that. And they won't even impeach somebody who is guilty of allowing the borders to remain open and allow 85,000 immigrant children to go missing. They've vanished into the human slave trade. My heart cries out for these kids, but I'm not trying to grandstand here. I just want to make the point. If we don't stand up for children, then who will we stand up for? And why would God stand up for us? And again, I bring it back to what's going on in Palestine. I'm not anti-Israel, but I'm anti-genocide. I'm anti-mass murder. I want to share something that happened on Friday night. So Bitcoin tanked when Israel started launching bombs at Iran. And Peter Schiff jumped in and he wanted to malign Bitcoin just like he always does. And I've always made the point, makes sense to have some Bitcoin, physical gold, and physical silver. I make room for all three in my portfolio. And the point I made to Peter, I felt strongly about just reinforcing him that the reason Bitcoin plummeted on Friday night, along with the futures markets, is because Zionist Israel was once again bombing its neighbors. And somebody who I've had on the show, who I do respect, I won't mention his name because I don't want to get into an infighting thing, he replied to my tweet And he said, Zionist? Is that the woke, socially acceptable term for Jewish? And we really know it's a thinly veiled term for the K word. I guess he means kike. His word's not mine. And then he left this quote, we hate, but we hate with compassion, end quote. To which I said, seriously? Now you sound like Ben Shapiro. And that BS doesn't work anymore. Rothschild equals Zionism. But go ahead, back the mass murder. Todd, your thoughts on any of that? Because it seems to me that now the line is being drawn even amongst we Americans. Either you stand for Israel no matter her crimes, or you speak out against those crimes.
Oh, Lord.
There's a real divide in our society. And I think people are hopelessly lost on this one.
They are, and it's absurd. The parallel is really easy, right? We have a government out of control. They're doing whatever the hell it is they want to do. They kill people. They maim people. They're poisoning everybody, as Dr. Vliet said. Are Americans, our government, are Americans the government of the United States of America? The answer is no. It's no different in Israel. The government is the government, and the people of Israel are different. There are Jews and Christians and Muslims living in Israel. The people are not the government. The government is engaged in eradication of an entire group of people, otherwise known as the Palestinians. It is wholesale murder, and it's wrong. It has nothing to do with the people of Israel. It has to do with the government of Israel. They're two different things. And if people can't see that, look around you. Your government is committing all kinds of atrocities.
Todd, that's a beautiful analogy. Because it was our government that was engaging in genocide against the American people and the American military with the COVID shots and the COVID death protocol. I'm just talking about right now in the last 4 years. So our government has done exactly the same thing to the American people in our trusted institutions that Israel is doing, the government of Israel is doing to the Israeli people in requiring the COVID shot and allowing Hamas incursions and killing of Israelis, as well as the genocide against Palestinians. The governments are the problem.
Let me add this. There are people in governments that are also the problem. There are soldiers in the IDF that are pulling the trigger and doing this, and they know they shouldn't be killing children, and they're doing it anyway. No different than there are people flying those airplanes, dumping chemicals out the back end. They know what they're doing, and they shouldn't be doing it, and they're doing it anyway. They're killing people for a paycheck, no different than the doctors that were giving people midazolam. They know, and they're doing it anyway. What does that say about our society? And the people that are serving the machine, serving the beast, as they kill their brethren, as they kill their fellow humans. And I maintain to you that those people are not humans. In fact, I wanted to go to this part at some point, that I think the veil is being lifted and we're coming to find that those are not people. They're demons. They're or the spawn or the seed of Cain, as I call them. Because nobody in their right mind could think like that, could do those things.
That? You just showed a picture. I don't think anybody.
Yes. I sent you a copy of this. This is called PMO. And what's happening, this One Health thing is where this comes from. So what's happening is people around the United States and the world are now seeing what look to be demon creatures. They look at a person just like the movie They Live. And instead of seeing a person, they see a demon. And our government says, oh, watch out. This is really rare, but it's happening. Well, if you go and search PMO demon, those are the search terms, you'll find that all the usual suspects are full court press saying, watch out, people are seeing demons. And the One Health apparatus allows psychologists, psychiatrists, and government employees to remotely diagnose people, throw them into the psychiatric hospital for health, safety, welfare check. The good Dr. Vliet stopped that to a client of ours by the name of Captain Seth Ruther. They were going to lock him up, drug him up, and kill him based on mere suspicion alone that he wasn't right in his head. So they're going to use this, right? This is something that's happening. The veil is being lifted. We're seeing people for what they are, the demons that they are, and they're going to use it as an excuse to lock people away and kill them, undoubtedly.
It's what the Soviet did in the Gulag. They used psychiatry as a weapon, and they made up psychiatric diagnoses, mental health evaluations. And they've done it to our military service members throughout COVID. And you're right. I literally got David Wilson to come on the line with me We stayed together on the phone for 5 hours that night to keep Captain Ritter out of the clutches of the forced psychiatric detention. He said later, I think you saved my life.
Undoubtedly. They had all the drugs right there, ready to give him. And you saw that doctor, they had them all lined up to take away his mental capacity. And then they could really call him crazy. So what I'm saying, again, please, I'd like to beg you all, look this up for yourself. PMO and Demon. And what you'll find is John Hopkins and Smithsonian and Nature and CNN and NBC have all now prepared. It's the exact same picture. This is everywhere, the exact same picture, and they are gearing up for this because as the veil gets lifted and we see these creatures for what they are going to start locking people up. They've emptied out the psychiatric hospitals, as you well know. They've emptied out the murderers, too. Let them out on the street. They're making room for us, for those of us that can see.
Dear God.
See, exactly right.
All right. Well, we've come full circle because we'll... And where we began, the demon rats and the rhinos are hardcore traitors, period. This from End Wokeness over on Twitter. These are flyers at an NGO camp in Mexico encouraging illegals to vote for Joe Biden. The camp has ties to both DHS Secretary Mayorkas and George Soros. This is where we are at, guys.
We've been sold
out, and they are now selling us out of our very birthright. Your right to be an American citizen or American patriot, I don't like the term citizen, but to be an American, your right to be an American, your birthright has been sold out. Not only sold out, not only are they letting these people come in, they're giving these people freebies, phones, prepaid debit cards, free hotel rooms. It is beyond the pale.
Yeah. Beyond words.
Beyond words, indeed. All righty. Well, I do appreciate our biweekly conversation so much, guys. Todd, how do we support you and what you're up to?
Thank you for that. Yes. I'd really like people to come to Clout Hub, and please use Clout Hub Meets. It's a video conferencing capability. It's anonymous. We don't keep any data. We made it so that we can have these kinds of conversations without the Chinese or anybody else keeping a copy and selling our data. So Clout Hub is the best place to find me these days, and I appreciate you letting me plug it shamelessly.
Yeah, well, and it's not lost on me that we're using Zoom again today. We're going to figure this out because you and I did a really gripping one-on-one, and there was some error probably on my end, and I never got the recording, so I couldn't release that. So we're going to get that figured out, and at least when I do interviews with Todd Callender and Leave Lee, we got to figure out Clout Hub meeting because, guys, if we all get comfortable using Clout Hub, we can say goodbye to Chinese-backed Zoom forever. Yeah. I think would be a great thing.
That's the plan.
Love you. Love your show. How do we support you?
Thank you, brother.
Thank you, Sean. Truthforhealth.org, our public charity. And I work pro bono for the charity to help get information and hope and help and solutions out to the public. We really need to get more donor support so we can carry on our work. We have our Truth for Health store with high quality professional formulas for nutraceuticals manufactured under good manufacturing practices and actually in facilities in the United States inspected properly for quality control. So I encourage everyone, check out our Faith Over Fear, join our crusade, sign up for our email alerts, and become part of the solution as we face all of the assaults on our God-given life, liberty, and our right to own property, and our including the property of our lives. So we hope you'll join the Truth for Health Crusade.
Yeah. All right. God bless you guys. Just the final word. I was working out the other day and listening to a really gripping interview between Alex Jones and Matt Baker, the activist. And Matt Baker was so on point, and he, in a very eloquent way, made it very clear to the American people, what are you waiting for? When are you going to take action? They're killing us, and their goal is to kill us. Friends, we each must, at this point, stand up, speak out, and exercise our own personal sovereignty, because these people literally want to extinguish us from the planet. And until next time, I'll remind each and every one of you, for real news every single day, please check us out for free at sgtreport.com. That's the antidote to corporate propaganda and all of those CIA, NSA, Mockingbird mainstream media lies. May God truly bless you and yours. God bless you, friends.
Bye-bye. God bless.
China was 100% on a silver standard. So the Brits had to use silver to pay for all this stuff. All the silver was going out of England into China. They said, we need to stop this. They set up Hong Kong Shanghai Bank, HSBC. And what they did was finance the opium trade to get the Chinese people addicted to opium. And the only payment they'd take for that addiction was silver. And that's how they got silver flowing back into England, was to get the people of China who had silver and had a lovely life addicted to opium. And that's when it all started. Since then, Bank of England, the City of London, even the COMEX, all has been about controlling the price of silver. And even with the Industrial Revolution, most of the silver is now gone, will never come back. People need to start thinking of silver as money again. And when you start thinking that way, it's probably a 1-to-1 gold-silver ratio.